What are we thankful for? What are we thankful for? What are we thankful for? The Ramble Cast. You know, I got a question about, because Nick didn't have a song. I have a question. I was watching a lot of Cocomelon.
I have a question about this song.
I watched a lot of Cocomelon today, and I'm sure Chris watches a lot of Cocomelon.
Ah, no wonder. Okay.
All the money this family is making. The mom can't get another pair of pants. She just wears the same pink pants every single day. I mean, they must be making billions.
Why do you get an outfit? I mean,
yeah, it's like you find a shirt or a hat or something you really like. You just wear it till it falls apart.
I get it, but she wears it all day long. What is Chris showing us?
He's good.
Wow, sorry. I was putting something behind my computer. I'm sorry.
It's like, no, it just bothers me. I'm sorry. I just had to say it.
Well, it's like, you know, like I recommend to Chris. I don't know if you ever bought a pair, but you know, I got those bulletproof jeans, you know, made in North Carolina, and they're all I wear now. I have like three or four pairs of them because like they're great pairs of pants.
And they're safe. They're safe if you get shot below the waist. Yeah.
What'd you say, Chris?
I wear Muggsy jeans.
Muggsy,
They're my absolute favorite jeans of all time.
Yeah.
So they're amazing.
Wow. So we got bulletproof jeans and Muggsy jeans. So Muggsy was a gangster.
Yeah.
Bulletproof jeans. I see the combination. Now, I got to admit, the mom does look good in the jeans. I do say that. But maybe that's why she wears them. You know, sometimes you look good. Like you said, you look good in something.
You definitely wonder about some of those cartoons that show a lot of curvy people. It's like, how do they fit in those pants? She has like a 2-inch waist, and then those thighs are just like bam. Like, how do you get it?
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy.
I had the same questions about the Transformers when I was a kid. Like, how do they fit all of that into a car?
Speaking of, did you see the new Optimus Prime is coming out?
I did. That looks pretty cool.
That shit looks crazy. No, is this a toy or is this?
It's a toy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Go ahead, Chris.
It's like a fully automated, like almost like animatronic version of Optimus Prime that will transform on its own.
On its own.
What?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, that's just crazy.
You do it from your phone. Like it comes with a phone app.
Oh, I missed that. I didn't.
So all these,
yeah, like so, like the when Kevin right? Smith and the other guy, you know, his partner in crime, they were reviewing it. Yeah, Jason Mewes, he was doing it on his phone. So he's like, oh, yeah, so it moves, you know, and it can transform, and you do it through your iPhone.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
So, and I would imagine it would make that all classic noise, too, as you do it. You know,
Yeah, there you go.
yeah, good times.
Speaking
of good times, Jack, you were going to say something, and then you froze up.
Oh, he
literally froze up. He looks really so happy. It looks like he's looking.
I just thought he was just being Jack. So
it almost looks like where the Homer went in the game. So
maybe the Friar hit him in the head with a bat.
Let's go ahead and feature Jack for a while.
Right there, he's so handsome.
That's why they call him Handsome Jack.
Exactly.
I took a nice screenshot of that, so we can always remember that. Oh, we lost him, and now it's back on me. I feel so...
Oh, I thought you were like, okay, I was like, I'm here.
We're like, oh. You can say, like, the Friar is like a cartoon version of Jack's haircut.
I was hoping one of us would mention this.
Oh, it's me.
Nope.
Whatever. We got our... And for all you Democrats out there, No Joe is not about the president. All right, relax.
Nobody can see your title, but if you want to let them know...
They can't see it?
Oh, they never see the listeners, the podcast.
I mean, if they're watching live, they can see it.
Yeah. Yeah. So the small percentage of the population, like.
Anyway,
yeah, so Tuesday show. This is weird.
Yeah.
It's been a while. Yeah.
I apologize. It was because I couldn't do Wednesday, but now I can.
What a dick.
So it is my fault.
We switched everything around for you, Jack.
I know. And I appreciate it.
Weird.
Oh, now this we have 2J. Oh, I see. He put the photo up. What's going on? Speaking of cartoons, so, you know, I know Matt and I have watched all 5 episodes of Invincible now.
Yeah, I don't
Chris
know.
How recommend.
Do you have access to my Amazon Prime and I don't know?
No, I just remember things that you type out, like, I'm fully caught up.
Which oh, right. But I just watched episode 5 last night. So, okay. But yes, I am caught up though. Yes. So
I'm not caught up. I haven't started yet.
You haven't started. So good.
It's interesting. If you hadn't read the text thread where I was like, what am I watching? This has melted my brain.
Yeah.
I figured
you already melted before.
No, I mean, I dived in on Invincible. I know Nick's talked about it. I know that Chris has read it. Right? You've read the... So I've read
a lot of it. I haven't finished it. So back when, like, when both The Walking Dead and came out, and I actually went back and looked at Invincible after The Walking Dead came out, but... they all came out with what they call compendiums, right? Mm-hmm. So you buy like a hardcover book, like a big, huge, you know, 15-inch, whatever, hardcover book with all of the graphic novels put together. Jack, I think I just reminded Jack of a real painful evening.
it's memories of listening to Warm Taffy, yeah.
Yeah, so you can buy the compendium, which consists of all of the books together in one continuous flow. So I have, I think, three of them. I think I've read through the first one or two books.
Is this a superhuman, a superhero?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest, I'm kind of burning out on him.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Something another superhero thing.
That's kind of what. To me, it was kind of like a tamer version of The Boys.
I still have to finish The Boys. I got one episode left.
Because it's, you know...
One episode... I like the last episode of season two.
Is that weird? I just need to finish it.
It's weird, Jack. I got stuck on that last episode for whatever reason. I was kind of binging season two, and I just got to a point I was like, ugh, enough. And then I finally, after watching Invincible, I was kind of like in the mood for that again, and so I finished out season two of The Boys, and I will, you know, yes, in some ways it's tamer. One selling point though, Jack, is that it's an adult cartoon, and the animation is amazing, and the voice cast mm-hmm. through and through. I mean, there's cameos, you're like,
this
is
amazing.
This is just a throwaway part, and you're like, John Hamm's doing the voice.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Did you see? I don't know if you saw it, but this is kind of like it was in the comic books as well. But the name of his high school was Reginald Del Johnson High School.
Really?
Also, the guy from Family Matters / the cop from Die Hard.
Oh right, okay.
Or Vel Johnson.
Oh okay,
Vel Johnson.
He's from there too.
They named the high school after him. As an actor, and he's actually the voice of the principal.
Oh, nice.
I think it's kind of cool.
This is on Amazon Prime?
It is. Yeah, right, it is.
Yeah. So
if you watched The Walking Dead earlier on in the series, actually, it might be just the pilot, or maybe throughout season one, I'm not quite sure, but Carl wears a t-shirt that is, it's got like a paw print on it, and it was actually a t-shirt about a comic book called Science Dog. And that was the t-shirt that Carl wore in season one. Science Dog is actually the comic book that was featured inside Invincible, right?
Yeah. Oh.
On the cartoon, they changed the name of it. They call it Seance Dog. But in the original version of the book, Science Dog was a comic book that... what's his name from Invincible really loves to read. And Kirkman brought that into his Walking Dead universe as well.
Carl should have put it on his eye patch.
Damn it, Carl.
Would have stood out better, right?
Carl.
Without getting to spoilers.
I got a plan that's going to get us all killed, Carl.
without getting spoilery though on Invincible is that, you know, you watch that first episode and you're like, okay, you know, and you feel like something's kind of lurking in the background, mm-hmm. and you're like, well, what is everybody talking about? And then it you get to the last 10 minutes, and you're like, it really just smacks you upside the head and leaves you kind of like, what did I just watch? Yeah. And then, of course, after that, after you have that complete, you know, like shocked through the system, you're like, I got to watch the next episode.
Yeah. And then they did a nice job of too. I think the last episode, episode five, kind of ended off on like an episode one.
Just one a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Episode five kind of ended with a very episode one-esque ending, you know, And of course, they bring in another great actor, Mahershala Ali, plays Titan in the comic book. You probably know Mahershala Ali's been from. He's been in everything. He's in that. What was that? The movie that won the award.
The last thing of True Detective?
Yes. He's also in Daredevil.
Green Book.
Thank you. So he's a phenomenal actor, and he supplies the voice of Titan in the cartoon. There's some other notable actors in there too. So you have John Hamm. You've got J.K. Simmons, who plays Omni Man,
Stephen Yeun has been in the reboot of Voltron. And he was really great in that. It's like one of the things when he was leaving The Walking Dead, I was like, oh, he's going on to do Voltron. That's awesome.
Well, he got out of that dumpster, so that's good for him.
No kidding. Yeah, right. Go ahead, Chris.
I think that's actually the last episode I've seen of The Walking Dead was the dumpster scene. So Jillian Jacobs from Community, she plays, I forgot her name.
Eve.
Eve, thank you.
And Sandra Oh plays the mom.
Yep.
And there are some moments that are just like, I think, really well voice acted, and then the way that they do the animation.
Seth Rogen had a cameo spot.
He did, that's right. Yeah.
Well, he's an executive producer on the show too.
Mark Hamill.
So he's been trying to get this actually.
It's called Mark Hamill. Okay.
Mark Hamill's in the show as well.
Of course, the one that I spotted right off, which made me laugh because he does so much cartoons, was Clancy Brown. You know, he's playing the Hellboy character. I'm like, oh, it's Savage.
Yes.
And Jason Mantzoukas, his character, like his voice is so recognizable in his character. When he appears, you're like, this guy, all right.
And then Walton Goggins, who I love, he's in the show too. He plays
Raylan Givens.
Diesel, the guy from the CIA guy, whatever his name is. People probably know Walton Goggins from a number of things, but one of my favorite is he's actually in Grand Theft Auto. He plays one of the voice actors in Grand Theft Auto. Zachary Quinto is in it.
He was in Sons of Anarchy.
Yep, you're right. Let's see who else. Clancy Brown you mentioned. Ezra Miller is in it. Lauren Cohan. So there's quite a few Kirkman Walking Dead connections there as well. Lenny James again, Walking Dead. He's in it.
And the episodes are longer than 30 minutes, Jack.
They're
more like a 40.
Like 45. 40,
yeah, 45 minute meal, you know, and definitely. Yeah,
Ross Marquand, also from Walking Dead. Like the list of acting voice actors is awesome. So
when you guys said Invincible, I was thinking, wasn't there a movie with Marky Mark?
Yeah.
Where he plays a guy trying to make
the Eagles.
Yeah, he gets a tryout and he actually makes a team. That's a movie.
And quick little pro tips when you're watching this show or actually any show on Amazon Prime, it's kind of cool. They do like if you tap on the screen when you're watching it, if you're watching on your mobile device or if you kind of move your mouse, it gives you like that. I forgot their term for it, but it's like a smart window into trivia about that scene or who the actors are featured in the scenes. So you can kind of get a live look. It's actually kind of cool to tap every once in a while and kind of see what's going on.
I wanted to kind of reconfirm what Matt was talking about because, you know, Chris is the one who recommended this show to us week before last. And the first episode, for everyone who's not watched it yet, you kind of like, I was already thinking probably 20 minutes into it going, Chris is nuts, man. Like this show, like, cause like
Chris was high.
It's a difficult.
Is Chris like, making me watch like Captain fucking Planet. Like, what is
you kind of get that vibe. It's very teenager coming of age type, you know,
it really is.
And then all the characters, all the superheroes are basically ripoffs of every superhero you've ever known. So you have like a Hellboy character, you have a Superman type character, you have a Batman type character, you have the Wonder Woman, you have all these characters, but they're not those characters. They're like they're kind of slightly changed.
They're blatant, like blatant rip-off. Like they know exactly what they're doing, and they're not pulling any punches.
Yeah, and so literally. Like you're kind of like okay, I get it's a typical story, blah blah blah, you know, and you're kind of like, okay, and then like Matt said, like that last 10 minutes, you're just like, oh fuck, what just happened?
That's why I had to text you guys because I was just like
hey, you spoiled me, that's okay.
Yeah, and then
well, I mean the guys have been talking about it. I finally got around.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
Oh, okay. So It was just what I finally got around to watching this week. So, and some movies, you know,
movies.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm pretty pumped about the show. There's a couple of books or comics that I used to read that I really hoped that we're going to make it to like a production of it. This is one of them. And the second one is Why the Last Man. That's another comic book series that I really, really, really hope they pull off and put together. I remember always saying, you know, this is probably back in like during our old comic book Comic-Con like heyday back in like the, you know, the mid 2000s, late 2000s. And, I always remember saying it was the same time that, Chuck was on in Zachary Levi, in my mind, like when I was reading the comics, like I was envisioning Zachary Levi as the actor for it. But Why the Last Man's another series, which is fucking awesome. And it's about this dude who wakes up and it's like he's the last dude on Earth. And he walks out of like this cave or wherever he was, or I don't know, facility where he's in. It's all women. And it's him and his monkey. And it's actually a really cool story. But it's the comic, I always just...
You guys don't like the monkey? He's not important.
Yeah.
Do you think of Zachary Levi as older than us, Chris? Because like...
I hope he is.
Chuck was Chuck was so long ago that we think like, oh yeah, he's, you know, but like, no, he's born like August or September of 80. And you're like, oh God, like he's...
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's our age.
Yeah.
I was already out of high school. Fuck you, Chuck. Well, I need something entertaining to watch because I watched, you guys know, you're familiar with John Wayne Gacy, right?
Yes.
Serial killer.
So you're watching some entertaining stuff.
On the Peacock Network, they have a breakdown of, you know, one of those murder things where they, and it's like, oh my God, this thing is, it's so fucked up. I mean, it's, first he was in Iowa. He was sent to prison for sodomizing a 16-year-old. And the 16-year-old, spoiler, later on in life, couldn't cope and killed himself. And because this guy destroyed so many lives, but he was sentenced for 10 years, but when he went to prison, he said he did it for some kind of bad check. It was something he lied about. So people didn't know that he was raping children. Mm. And he was paroled, even though the psychiatrist said he was a psychopath. Yeah, that guy. He was a psychopath. He was paroled, and he went on to kill at least 33 people that we know of. And it's just how the police in Chicago just fucked it up and didn't care. Yeah, that's kind of scary, Nick. He did work for
a friend of mine said that to me. I'm like, what the
hell? He did work for Kentucky Fried Chicken. Just throwing it out there. Who else do we know that worked for Kentucky Fried Chicken? Well, me and
Patter, another guy. It's a pattern.
The Sanders.
Anyway, so if you haven't seen it, I did wake up one night after watching. I couldn't sleep, and it woke me up because it was the Chicago Police Department just didn't care because they figured.
Is that a fish?
Is that a fish.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
Like, they just didn't. It's like so the Catholic, you know, when they had the Atlanta killings when it was all young black.
It's an eel.
Black. Right. You know, black kids and stuff like that. They just didn't care. Same thing here because they thought they're
Jack's
all
trying to have a serious conversation and like
I'm just giving my thoughts. But anyway, if you haven't seen it, it's quite disturbing. But I would suggest watching. But what pissed me off more than anything when he's on death row, this guy had like more freedom than anybody. He's painting pictures. How is a guy that killed 33 people and destroyed how many lives? How many lives did he destroy from families and stuff like that? Why is he allowed to paint? I know there's someone out there like, he had rights. No, he didn't have any fucking rights at that point. He killed 30 that we know of. He killed 33 people.
It's like taking away screen time. You know, sometimes you got to take away screen time.
I don't know. It's so fucked up. I mean, they had one guy that was running at a Joliet. It was running a young boy's sex trafficking thing. At a Juliet.
What is so funny, Chris? This is just...
I don't know.
It just irritated me, and I just had to say it.
I've never understood, though, like...
I'm just want to say for everybody that's not watching us live, Chris and I just keep
Chris just doesn't care.
So we're not laughing at what Jack's saying.
I don't care. It was so fucked up. Anyway, and also I've started watching on PBS Atlantic Crossing. Now Nick probably knows all about it. It's when Germany invaded Norway.
Oh yeah.
And what happened to the royal family of Norway and how they had to, and I'm like going, mm-hmm. My wife said, I go, I don't know anything about the royal family in Norway.
I don't know much about the royal family. I just know that it was strategic, you know, because, you know, they took all the way up to Narvik, all the way. You know, they pretty much went all the way up, you know, because they needed to have critical ports because Germany didn't have much of a naval presence, and they needed to have those ports. And then also that way, if they ever did invade England, you know, it gives them more options of like where to come from.
But, yeah, it's pretty. It's two episodes in so far. It's one episode a week. It's pretty fascinating. That's all I got. Nothing cheerful. Sorry.
I watched. I'm not sure if anybody else did. I watched King Kong versus Godzilla, which was pretty good.
I need to watch that.
Yeah, like my sister before I saw it, she's like, I didn't really like it. I was like, and I kind of went, okay, let me go watch.
Can you pick who you want to win?
I liked it, you know, and I think my sister was expecting plot out of a fucking King Kong versus Godzilla movie, and I'm like, it's King Kong versus Godzilla. If you're going there looking for like a deep story, then you've definitely walked in the wrong theater. But I enjoyed it. You have like 3 to 4 really good fight sequences, you know, and you're always rooting for one or the other, you know, at some point. But I liked it. Damn, that's a big D.
I'm glad that you enjoyed it too, because you know my brother, he had called me up after, because we were both excited that it was coming out to HBO, mm-hmm. and I share my HBO with him or whatever. And
what about your sister?
She's on her own. She's taking right. care. So she's fine. Which sister? Because I do share other things with
the one you had a crush on.
Yeah, that one.
Fuck you. Fuck
don't,
you!
Don't listen to my don't listen to my
the one that you take road trips to Ohio for.
Just don't listen to my my review and then fuck around. I'm sorry, it comes back to I bring hate.
I got bring hate. Where were we talking about? Oh, King Kong versus Godzilla. So anyway, yeah, he was kind of down on it too. He was just like, oh, you know, and he was kind of upset about certain outcomes, and I was like, you know. I liked it. It was like such a fun, you know, I like that they don't mess around with the human stories too.
Yeah.
Because the human stories never matter. You never give a shit about it. They're always in the way. Like every.
I cared about Jessica Lange's story in that one.
Every character in every single King Kong or Godzilla movie, you're always just like, okay, yeah, but get to the part where somebody gets murdered. Get to the part of the crashing and the bashing and the explosions. That's what you want to see.
Excessive violence. I don't think we need that anymore.
I think that this movie does a great pacing of like, here's a little bit of action. Okay, we're going to have a little plot because we got to set stuff up. Like, yeah, bam, exactly. Action.
Yeah.
And it's just like, eh, we got to do this. And bam, action. And it keeps the pace well. Like, so
I thought so too. And then like, you know, I think it was the last Godzilla film, you know, you had like this sub earth lair where he went to kind of like re-energize and all that, you know, and this kind of, in a way, dug a little bit deeper into that of like, mm-hmm. oh, like here's, you know, where King Kong originally came from and blah, blah, blah. And I don't want to give away to Jack or Chris or anything, but you know, like, but
go ahead,
but you know, you do. And I liked it because I liked the fights. They were all believable. You know, I even.
Wait, hold a second. It's Godzilla and King Kong and they're believable.
But I know, but the CGI was really good. I mean, the director or whoever was in charge, like I read that in an article that he'd watched like the last Transformer movie and he hated it because he couldn't tell anything based, you know, because all it was just a metal swirling and you're like,
oh yeah, fighting oh, totally.
And he said, and I wanted this movie to for you to clearly, you know, as an audience member go like, I know exactly what I'm looking at.
I miss the days of the fake little tanks and the fake little army. Yeah, and I miss those days because I used to watch. I think around like every Saturday they had a different Godzilla movie on.
Well, there actually is a neat throwback to those old films that I did not know. I saw someone just took a screenshot of it, and I think it's from the original King Kong versus Godzilla. King Kong picks up a tree off the ground and like jams it in Godzilla's mouth, and in this movie. He has like a bone thing, and he does the same thing. And so if you and they actually put them side by side, and it's this shot for shot thing. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Is that a flock of sheep?
I can see it now. Yeah, that makes total sense.
There was
so you look at mine, you look at my name, and look at Jack's name, and then you got the Matt to the sheep ratio. There,
yeah, yeah. Like,
you know. Hey, you guys.
Hold on. Are we all 40-year-old plus, or have we just reverted to our, like, you know, third grade self?
Almost 60. Fuck it, man.
Yeah. Hey, so another show that I did a couple of a few weeks ago is one of the only shows that I've been involved in watching that has been negatively impacted by COVID. So I remember I told you guys I was watching Superman and Lois, right?
Oh, that's right.
The show is fucking great. Like it's awesome, and I recommend it to everybody. There's five episodes out right now, but they had to shut down production for a period of time, so there is a little bit of a hiatus, and they're coming back, I think, for like a second half of the season in late May or June. But there's five episodes that are out now, and they've done a really, really good job making a Superman universe that doesn't fucking suck. This is one of them. So definitely check it out. It's the Superman that existed in the Arrowverse, for those who are taking notes at home, on the CW. So he played in a role of Superman on the
I think I stopped watching shows. Arrow when he by then.
When he finished the shot.
The Arrow. He shot the Arrow.
I just fell behind. I just had never cut. I liked Arrow. I loved it.
Yeah. Superman and Lois, give it a whirl. It's five episodes are out right now. It's going to come back for the second half or the back half of the season or more in May/June. But very, very cool take on a Superman story.
On a different note, I didn't talk about it. I don't think I've talked about it. I got my first shot. And it's not Johnson. It's not Johnson & Johnson like some people.
Somebody got one.
Johnson & Johnson. How many Johnson & Johnson shots were administered?
I guess Israel had some problems too.
I did see that there's been more Air Bud movies than people that have been affected.
So my point is it's millions. You know, it's got to be millions. Right? Would you assume millions of Johnson & Johnson shots been?
I get it.
Six have had adverse reactions of blood clots.
I think who was it? Someone requested, though, like a scientist. I was listening to that earlier today. That it's they want to. It's not the fact that six people have died from it. It's the fact that they want to see.
Did six people die?
Did they die?
I thought one died.
One died. Six have had severe blood clots. So only one.
Yeah, blood clot. I had one. It's
because they want to know: did these people have COVID before they got the shots? So they wanted to do the more research to say, like,
right,
have you had COVID? Or if you didn't, like, how is it affecting the blood?
Or any other type of factors, right? So it's also has a lot to do with genetic makeup, too. And I think I was telling you guys about the guy who had that full body rash after having his shot. And his reaction was due to the fact that he had some, like, freakish genetic makeup that didn't interact well with the vaccine. So I can only imagine that they're trying to get as much data as possible. So fast forward to 3 months from now when they put it back on the market and they say, okay, well, there's a questionnaire here. Do you have X, Y, or Z, or do you this, that, or the other? And if yes, you're going to get a different, you know, different shot.
Well, I had the Pfizer and it knocked me out. I mean, did it fuck
you up? Really?
Well, I said, I can't, my wife and I both were like, dragging. And I think I slept all night and day. I was like, I can't get
awesome.
I can't get going. I'm like, oh my God, I feel like shit.
Yeah.
And I said, can't wait for the second one.
I got my second Moderna shot next Tuesday.
Mine's just 24. Remember, Jack, with Pfizer, if it lasts longer than 4 hours,
Yeah, mine was 3 hours and 58 minutes.
So.
You're good.
I was okay. But yeah, I was like, oh my. And I did have a headache.
Find a sheet.
I had a headache and I was like, my kid just had. I just had no energy. It was like, oh my God, what am I going to do with the second one? The second one's supposed to be worse, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's just it. Everyone I've talked to who's taken the Moderna had no effects after the first shot at all. And then the second one's the one that kicked them in the ass. I felt like fucking hot garbage.
Oh, we remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck off.
You're more useless than normal.
Yeah, we remember that.
No, it was just an honest
dude. That was fucking dripping with snark.
Yeah, blood clot, Matt. That's not nice.
Y'all sound like two old bear people.
Yeah, we were terrible. Oh yeah,
I remember that.
And on that note, let's take a commercial break.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I know. It's well done. Yeah, I'll just give over the producership to you now, and you can finish out the rest of the
fuck
show.
Off. I'm not doing that.
If that was the case, we would be podcasting until 2 in the morning.
That is true. That is true. Remember the days of Jack when we were like trying to finish, and he just kept us here like hostages? So
I don't remember that.
What's going on?
What?
My wife just turned on Alexa. She, instead of sleep sound, she's playing fucking music.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, can you play it a little louder for us? Really? Can I get some Peppy next time?
Oh man. So yeah, I've been listening to that dude I told you guys about lot. Christian Hand, and on my commute in and out of work, listen to the radio shows. But last night he did a live show that was so fucking unbelievable. He took apart Steely Dan's Kid Charlemagne. Have you guys know the song?
Boring,
right?
Matt.
I mean, Matt clearly knows Steely Dan's fan.
I know Steely Dan, but I don't know the names of his songs.
I was having some reactions to boss.
Johnson & Johnson.
No, the number of times I've had to listen to some Steely Dan talks from my boss. Oh my gosh.
It's the
proper way to string a guitar.
That being said,
there is a certain way, Jack.
That being said, the breakdown of Kid Charlemagne was fucking revolutionary for me.
Hey, tell your boss it, Matt.
I've never heard that song that way before, and I'll never hear it the same way again. It was that good. Like the bass line and the drums were like just stupid.
Was that a movie Bassline?
Yes, it was.
It's actually Drumline.
Drumline.
Oh, I knew it was something like that. I knew there was a line somewhere.
Steely Dan is an acquired taste because
very much so.
I know some people that absolutely love their entire catalog, and there's people like me who love like their first two records. And then as they get more jazz, like I have so many people that just constantly like Asia, you know, and I'm like, it's okay. Like, I'm not, I mean, I appreciate it, but I'm not a big fan.
Asia?
No,
the album.
The album.
No, the continent.
The
entire continent.
So anyways, it's gotten me to listen to and look out for music a lot differently too.
I have definitely like delved into some Steely Dan as being into some conversations with my boss. Okay, that always helps. Yeah.
Just throwing it out there. Gotta know.
But there's some really good albums though.
I've listened to a lot of Steely Dan, and right now I can't think of one fucking song by Steely Dan. I can't.
Are you really in me?
Okay, got it. Blown away your mind. Oh, that's a good song.
So the point that I was trying to make is that I've heard
I'm trying to hear his point over Jay.
I lost interest in his point when he first started talking about it.
Listening to his show also led me into looking a bit more of Rush. And I watched on Netflix, the Rush documentary. I don't know if you guys have seen that before.
No, I've not.
That's the one band that I have never understood the appeal is Rush.
Really?
Yeah, never liked Rush. Never have. You know, there's a couple of tracks I'm like, okay. But I guess I think it's this voice. Really, I just can't stand
Geddy Lee's voice. Yeah,
he was great on the Great White North. That song with Bob and Doug McKenzie. Don't remember that.
No.
Take off to the Great White North.
That album can't buy a thrill. That's the one that
you really you've really never heard that.
Because you got Dirty Work and
Dirty Years,
and then there's another hit went off of that
Do
one
It
too.
Again.
Do It Again. Yeah.
You know who Bob and Doug McKenzie
monster
are,
hits
right?
off that record.
Yeah. Strange Brew.
Yeah.
Yeah, Strange Brew. Mm-hmm.
Geddy Lee.
Yeah.
Fuck off. I don't care.
So, but anyways, the documentary was actually a lot of fun. That was
because did you talk about how, because I always heard the Steely Dan was named after a dildo.
For fuck's sake, I'm talking about Rush.
Oh, sorry. That's what you do with the dildo. Sorry, I don't know.
It's like
you know, and I'm done talking about Rush.
It's like there's a record by Brian Eno.
Great White North is what, Great White North. Brian Eno's what I'm talking about.
Yo, documentary. It's fucking great. It's really cool.
There's a record by.
I like Rush. I'm not a hater. I don't hate.
Yeah. There's a record by Brian Eno called "Here Come the Warm Jets." And he's the same thing. Like people have, he's had to constantly say it's not about urinating on somebody.
You know, because, I never thought that.
That's like the urban legend.
That just ruined it for me.
No, I always had an like that line. Here come the warm jets. I always like associated with actual airplanes, like jet.
I associate it with the last president.
Oh, that was so golden of you. I love that album. Like the what is it? Threading a needle in a camel's eye or something like that. Like isn't there? That's I'm trying to remember.
You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
On a faraway island has this really cool feeling.
That's Lost.
No, like the song by Brian Eno. Nick knows what I'm talking about. I feel like there's two people here that know what we're talking about.
Well,
no
one knows the Brian Eno. You pissed Chris off because you wouldn't listen to his Rush review because Nick right away said, "Fuck Rush, I hate it."
I didn't mean to.
And Matt's talking about dildos.
No. Matt was discussing the velocity of a dildo.
You're supposed to go really fast with it.
I don't know.
You got to rush with it. Get it?
Oh, fuck.
Bah.
Well, you gotta be fast because the sheep don't like it.
No, okay. Listeners, please back me up on the Steely Dan based on a dildo. I heard that somewhere.
It's not my turn.
Sherry says the Rush documentary is really good.
Sherry, all right, so one quick point I wanted to make about the fucking band Rush. Janie does not like Rush either.
Because she's a Raider fan.
It's so interesting how many people actually have this like vitriol or hatred towards Rush. There's a significant population of people who fucking hate them. And I honestly can't understand that. I can't understand it at all.
Great driving music when you're driving down the highway.
Unbelievable. But what's interesting?
Not as good as Boston.
They're all three of them were just such nerds. Like they were complete nerds.
We've got three here.
And there's an interview of Gene Simmons because the Rush toured with Kiss for a while.
He had a big
and
tongue.
He was saying how like the you know, when you leave the stage, it's like you pretty much you select who you want to sleep with. He's like, I've slept with, you know, thousands of women, blah, 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 on tours and any other. He's like, and the guys from Rush, they just sat in their rooms and watched TV together. Like they never partook in the whole like rocker after party lifestyle.
Right, now I have no respect. I have no respect for him anymore. Now.
Well, that's what's funny about some musicians, because like I love Frank Zappa, which is one of those. Either you really get it or you don't. It's like one of those bands. Like you either get him or you don't.
I like the names he gave his kids. That's the best part.
But like you would think with how far out his music was that the band and him would just constantly be on drugs. And he was such a disciplinarian as like the band leader that he allowed zero drugs ever while they were playing music. And so it's just like
a lot of people didn't believe that, but it's true.
Yeah.
So the first
that's
time
why, I, that's why Matt doesn't like him.
First time I heard Frank Zappa, I was really high. I was in high school.
I called it.
And I was like, and I worked at a music shop at the time, and so I would always kind of, you know, bring home different music to check out. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to put on this Zappa album, and it was Peaches. The song Peaches and Alain Grant.
That's his solo record. Yeah,
I'm not gonna. Not gonna really like try to butcher that name, but I put on that song and I hear that song and I remember just being like, what? Like staring at the speaker, like, what the fuck am I listening to? And it tasted so weird in my mind. It was like mango juice. It was just so different. I was like, what is this? Wait. What the fuck is this?
Are you high now?
Thank you, Matt Treist, for writing it out for me to not speak. So,
so you didn't answer Jack's question, though.
Man, it was like it talked to me, and it was like mango juice in my brain.
Man, I smelled purple. It was so cool.
It was so fucking, you know, like mango juice.
Yeah, I get it, man.
Yeah, I get it.
I get the mango.
Yeah,
and Treist here to
mango. Mango. That word sounds funny, man. Mango.
It's so fucked up, man. Mango. How'd they come up with that name? Mango. Oh my god, it's so crazy.
It's sweet, man.
It's sweet. Yeah. Little sticky. It can be sticky. It can be sticky too, though, man. It's cool. It's okay. But that's what I did at the record store, man.
But whatever you do, don't put on a brush. Just kill the vibe, man. It'll kill the vibe.
Take your time, man. Take your time. Yeah. Let them enjoy it. Oh. What are those sheep doing in here?
Thanks, guys. Yeah. That was pretty much, that was pretty much like what my
I wonder what mango and sheep would taste like. Yeah.
I always liked the Live Mothers album. That was a go-to for me.
Yeah, Roxy and Elsewhere is my favorite. Which a lot of his were recorded live, you know, just kind of like he wrote them, let's go do them, and that was it. You know?
I just like the theatrics of, you know, when you hear, you know, there's a definite performance to Frank Zappa as you listen to that album. It's just like, you know,
for the dude who is high, this conversation's really fucking weird.
Mango.
Is that the title of the episode?
Mango.
Obviously, the title of the episode.
But have you ever tasted mango juice and how, like,
only in my brain, man? Only in my brain.
From this point forward, I'm going to tell you, I will avoid ordering mango juice for the rest of my life.
Hey, listen, I hate cutting up a mango. It's a lot of work.
It's a fucking bitch to cut a mango.
Yeah, my wife always bought the little container with all the. I said, why don't we just buy the mangoes? It's a lot cheaper. After a day of cutting them up, I said,
dried up mango.
Dried up mangoes?
Oh, dried up mangoes where it's at.
Candy mango strips.
Mm-hmm. But if you eat too many of them, though, poo, look out.
Yeah, you get the diabetes.
That's how you got the diabetes there.
Man, I just ate too many strips.
Too many strips of mango.
Is this beef jerky or this mango?
Mango?
Man, mango. It's some good stuff, man.
Oh, man. I got to go.
It's like a mango. Mangoes.
You're such a downer.
Instant mango.
You did. Right
off his beard with a mango.
That's right. He's an artist.
I should do a still life of a mango.
Van Gogh.
The Van Gogh, the mango.
Last day we're going to do a bowl of fruit, but it's only going to be mangoes.
I
don't care if no one else is laughing. I think it's funny.
Matt opens up Indiana's only gay bar named Mango.
Randy gives a shout out to Trader Joe's and their mango with a spicy chili powder.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that a character on Saturday Night Live? Didn't what's his name do with the character Mango? What's his name?
Oh yeah. Like, but he was It wasn't Mango, though.
I thought that he called himself Mango.
Hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was Mango. Yeah, you're trying to forget.
It's all that mango I did back in high school.
You can handle lots of mangoes.
So no, it's no longer Mentos.
You can't handle the mangoes.
I was in high school. You knew I was just...
Miami Mike's done enough podcasting with you. He knows about all your mango stories.
I know, right? So...
Chris Tan, thank you.
Break me off a piece of that, Chris Tan.
Miami Mike, sorry you were late. We got it from someone else first. Okay, sorry. You lose.
Anywho.
So, Julian Edelman. Hall of Famer or not Hall of Famer?
Yeah, he's not going to make the Hall of Fame. He'll be in the Patriots Hall of Fame. But, like, I'll tell you, though, like, that sucks. That's a real – I mean, obviously, it's no Tom Brady leaving the team. But, you know, on the Patriots and even regionally here in the area, like the stuff that he does, you know, locally, like, he's a fucking legend, man. Like, he's the heart and soul of that – the heart and soul of the last 12 years of that team. It's a
rumor. It's not 100% sure he's retiring.
Oh well, I mean, who knows? Maybe he'll pull a Gronk, but it sucks. I mean, the last year he was injured, and you know he's definitely not the player that he was. You know, even 3-4 years ago, but man, he was just he was just like a real pleasure to watch in the field, like just to see what that dude will do. Like, and I don't know if you ever seen his documentary that he made of himself. It's fucking hilarious. He actually created his own personal like documentary of Julian Edelman becoming, you know, an NFL player.
Because he was drafted as a quarterback, right?
No. I thought he played quarterback in college. I don't think he was drafted as a quarterback.
No, but he was a quarterback in college, so he was wasn't drafted to be a wide receiver.
I think he was.
Was he?
Yeah.
Because Miami Mike points out that Reggie Wayne, Terrell Owens, and Hines Ward are not in the Hall of Fame, and all three of those should be in the Hall of Fame.
I agree with that for sure.
They took advantage of the because I always say a guy like Edelman, as great as he was, if he would have played in the 60s or 70s, he'd have been dead after because he was his size. But he was I don't think he's a Hall of Famer, but I think he's a very good player. He was a very good player. I think he's beat up now. You get to a point where you start getting hurt, and is it worth coming back? I mean, I don't know. I mean, you just had that guy who was a former player. They think he had CTE. He killed 5 people and himself. And you have like Junior Seau committed suicide. And he had CTE. I mean, Aaron Hernandez.
No, he was just a fucked up dude. I don't think he had CTE.
I think he might have, but he was. He just was not a nice. It was just his DNA. He just wasn't a nice guy. But
he lived down the street. It was in his DNA, people.
Yeah, when he got arrested, he had like a flop house, like literally a quarter mile from where I lived at the time.
Oh,
Providence.
My Alexis was even better than Wes Welker.
Oh, Franklin, you dick.
Oh.
what did you say about Wes Welker? Was he even better than Wes Welker? Oh, absolutely.
Now remember, Wes Welker, former Charger, played for the Dolphins. You know, would Wes Welker? Because remember, it was a new kind of toy Belichick had, getting those short guys, small guys that ran really fast and go, "You'll run around and we'll throw you the ball." So if Welker had been during Edelman's time, because But Welker also returned kick. I guess Edelman did too, though, right?
Edelman did fucking everything.
Oh, he didn't do everything.
He even took a couple snaps.
He did. He didn't deflate the balls.
Hi-yo.
Switching sports. I know Jack saw it. Did you guys see the awful call between the Braves and the Phillies?
Oh, my God. I did a thing on it. It was so brutal.
That's the only way I get my sports news is if Jack does a thing on it.
Yeah.
It was the worst part, though, is the replay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck? He never touches home plate. Never. It's like you're going, all right, this is going to be overturned. And they go, safe. And you're like going, how the hell was he safe? His foot never touched home plate. Mm-mm. It's like Matt Holliday in 2007 against the Padres. Still hasn't touched home plate. My dad used to say that up until the day he died. Still hasn't touched home plate.
That explains so many sports talks with three stupid guys. Because, like Jack, I remember there was a certain play that the Chargers never made. Like it was like 3rd and 38 or something like that.
It was 4th and 29.
4th and 29. It was against the Chargers.
No, yeah, it was the Ravens. 4th and 29, and
they never got there.
And he didn't get there. He was a yard and a half short.
Right, but they called it for them, though.
But the only good thing is it got Norv Turner fired. Of course, then they hired another fucked up coach because the Spanos family doesn't know.
Who didn't see that happening?
Yeah, where's the cheapest coach we can get? Okay, here's a guy with no experience. Let's hire him. Anyway,
are you excited about any of the news that perhaps? There'll be a change
because they owe $353 million and they're in debt. And he's borrowing from what Spanos is doing. He's borrowing from one bank to pay off the other bank and paying off the other bank and pay off the other bank.
I thought that was illegal.
I don't know. He's rich. What do you want me? Well, he's rich. Actually, they're only rich because of they own the Chargers. Technically, they're billionaires, but they're not only billionaires because of the Chargers. And I guess the sister's upset. The sister's pissed because she's like going, and she's the one that wanted to move.
Oh,
she's the one that wanted to move. She kept pressuring him to move. And of course they didn't have any, the problem was they kept saying, we want a stadium. We're going to help build it. They had no money to build a stadium. They had no money to build a stadium. Anyway, I don't know what's going to happen because they can't sell the team right now without being penalized by the NFL. So we'll see what happens. Fuck Dean Spanos. He's a dick. Well, I hope he goes broke and I hope their family loses everything.
So you guys see that LeBron James is now a part owner of my Boston Red Sox?
Yeah.
I did not.
He's already taken the players aside. Okay, when you run down first base, fall down and go like this. Throw yourself back and fall down, roll on the ground like you've been hurt. And they're like, LeBron. It's a
free base. Yeah.
LeBron, they don't get fouls in baseball. It's like, what? Because LeBron's ridiculous. He should be a soccer player. He's as great a player as he is. He's ridiculous, but he gets the call. I mean, you sit there and go, "How the hell did they call that?" And my Miami Mike's still making a argument that Welker is better than Edelman in the chat.
Yeah, well, I mean, I could go on for a while about that, but anybody wants to fucking hear about
when I saw Reggie Wayne, I thought he said Reggie White, and I was like, "Of course, Reggie White's in the Hall of Fame." Like, oh, wrong person.
Reggie Wayne did have blood on his hands from that whole bar incident.
So, Jack, how about your hometown boy, Mr. Joe Musgrove?
That was pretty amazing. I got to tell you, it was pretty awesome. I was pretty fun because I'm watching the game on my computer, and I'm like going about the fourth inning. I go, he's on fire here. I won't say it. Then the fifth inning goes, sixth inning goes, and my wife's about the seventh inning. She goes, what are you watching? I go, the game. And she goes, what's going on? I go,
can't say.
She just looked at me like going, oh, because she knew that I wasn't going to say he has a no hitter going because that'll jinx it.
Yeah.
And I'm like about the seventh inning. I'm like on the eighth inning and the ninth inning, the first guy hits a line shot, but our second baseman grabbed it. And after that, we got this. We got this. And it's like, oh my God, we got it.
Yeah, it's so good. I mean, it doesn't matter what team you are a fan of or care for. You root for any pitcher that throws a goddamn
ball. Yeah, of course.
Because it takes a lot of skill, but also takes a lot of luck. I mean, because in baseball, you can scold the ball. I mean, you can be. Was it Bull Durham where he's he's in the pool hall and he's saying 28 hits the difference the different flair or different things makes you from a 260 hitter to a 300 hitter. It's sometimes it's luck. You hit the ball and it drops, and sometimes you hit it and it. But it was an amazing thing, and it was like couldn't happen to a better guy. He was born in El Cajon, California, which is San Diego County, and his favorite player was Jake Peavy, and he was a Padre fan growing up, and he pitched the first. I mean, it's almost 53 years.
It's so weird to think of a baseball player who's playing now, favorite player growing up. Was fucking Jake Peavy.
Jake Peavy, who's
that fucking freaks me the fuck out. Like I remember watching Jake Peavy 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
It wasn't long.
Yeah,
he went to the Giants and he had some bad years with the Giants, but the Giants suck. But I'm just saying that for John.
Well, it's just how you think of time differently as you get older. It's like Biden announced that we're going to get out of Afghanistan finally. By the end of this year. And then, like someone on the news was talking about, it's like, well, think about it. All the kids that are probably in Afghanistan right now were not even born when 9/11 happened. And you're like,
that's fucking weird.
You're like, fuck, that is
fucked up.
Yeah. And, because to me, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but it was 20 years ago. And you're like, holy cow.
What did my wife say that she read something on Facebook that 1940 was the same to 1980 as 1980 is to today.
Right.
I go,
yeah.
Well, that sucks. Why would you tell me that?
If they remade the Wonder Years to take place today, it would be a reflection on 2001.
Well, they are redoing that. They are.
They are.
I think it should have been in the 90s, but they're doing it in the 70s.
Yeah, they're in the 70s.
I did a math thing like that with like Star Wars to Wizard of Oz, and then from now until Star Wars, it's like a what the fuck kind of moment. Yeah. But before we move on,
hold on a second. You're a geek.
Yeah, but I just before you stray away from sports, you heard about the other no hitter, the softball pitcher.
I saw that
she pitched a perfect.
Randy posted.
Yeah,
perfect game.
21 strikeouts, 21 batters.
21 strikeouts. So, and it was just two days after, but her name was like Hope Troutwine.
Have you ever tried to hit someone that's throwing a softball?
It's hard.
It's hard to do.
Yeah, it was just like just the other day, this happened. So
yeah, she faced 21 batters, struck out 21.
Wait, so she got a perfect game on all strikeouts?
Yes.
Yep.
Has that ever happened?
Not that I know of. Let me get my mango brain going. Nope, I don't think it's ever happened.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
pretty, that's an that's an incredible thing.
Yeah, a perfect game.
Perfect game. And actually, Joe Musgrove could have he hit one batter. That was the only one.
Yes, thanks. Hope Troutwine. Trout. I never know if it's the wine or the ween. Because, you know.
Ween. Yeah.
Trout wine.
Wine.
It's German regardless. You should know, Matt.
Well, German is wine, then. Yeah. W-E-I-N is wine.
Hope Troutman?
So. Frankenstein.
We asked the question. Awesome. We asked the questions here.
I always love the name Hope. Hope so.
So it's the NCAA softball's first ever perfect game.
Really? Wait, first perfect game ever?
Yeah.
Really?
That's fucking incredible.
I can't believe that. Really?
Have there been any baseball perfect games or all strikeouts?
I'm sure. No. Never.
Really?
Dude, how is this not fucking huge ass news?
It was. You know, Randy posted about it on
Facebook.
This is
literally the first I'm hearing. I'm not on Facebook.
Either. No.
That's amazing.
That's I think I had heard about it through Randy's post. And or maybe I'd seen a news article about it. So
because in baseball, if you're striking out, because you know you got the pitch count. And in fact, at one point, like the seventh inning, the Padres started putting people up in the bullpen. I go, don't you fucking take him out. I don't care if he's over his fucking pitch count. Don't you fucking take him out.
Right.
Because sometimes I get the pitch count.
Hold on a second. Hope Troutwine. Okay, check this out. She has already pitched before this. Has pitched two no-hitters. And this is the third time she struck out 21 batters in a single game.
Wow.
How many pitches did she throw total in that game? In the perfect game, how many? Because at least 64, right? Because if you strike three strikeouts, but I'm sure every pitch wasn't a strike. So how many pitches did she throw? And I don't know what a normal pitcher throws in softball. I don't know what the pitch count if they have a pitch count.
So Randy mentions she pitches for U of North Texas, and I'll just mention this to Randy because I know he's the only person on here that cares about me watching Young Sheldon. But there is a character in Young Sheldon that goes on to pitch baseball, and it's a really sweet storyline. I think I'm in season three.
You lost me, so sweet.
It is so much better, I would say.
It's mango sweet.
It is. I love the show, and it's actually gotten me on a couple moments. There was a moment between the dad and the daughter when they bond over
Misty.
Baseball. But, and it's really sweet. It's heartwarming. There's been it is so much like I don't know. It elevates Big Bang in a way. Big Bang's its own kind of fucked up mess, but it goes beyond. I think it's a better show. So it transgresses. It goes beyond what the original show was. Anyway,
what is
Jack's crying. But anyway, it's my recommendation.
Touch me.
You don't have to watch all.
I'm calling the police. Anyway,
but I just think that is a waste of tissues. I feel like I'm gonna yell at my daughter for grabbing all the tissues out of the box.
I'm gonna juggle.
I have this weird like OCD habit where I always grab two to blow my nose. Like I never grab one.
Yeah, because you got, you know.
Yeah, Mauser.
I think everybody has snot powerful enough to rip through one. So
you got so two. It's just like a it's a compulsory habit. I can't ever stop from drawing. You know, one time I did one and I blew and it was like, oh my gosh, now I gotta wash my hands. This is just like COVID life.
This is great conversation. I hope people are eating when they're listening to this part.
I hope they don't, but if they are, I hope they're eating mango.
Can we find out how many pitches she threw in the game?
I'm looking. I still haven't found it.
Should reading, be a box reading, score, right?
Reading.
Yeah, that's mind blowing.
I mean, 21 strikeouts. It's like when you
third time throwing 21 strikeout game. That's ridiculous.
Couldn't find the pitch count. Each of the first nine batters, three innings, three strike. Wow.
Jesus.
I am from the future. I was sent back to pitch perfect games.
I mean, it's such an amazing thing to do. I mean, there's a lot of pressure. And plus, a perfect game, you're also relying, well, if not, you're striking everybody out. But a perfect game, usually, you have to rely on the fielders.
Yeah.
Because I know the Padres should have had a no-hitter back in against the Cubs back in the 80s or something like that. But Tim Flannery booted a ball, and they called it a hit. That was the only hit the guy, Juan Eichelberger, gave up. I know you guys all remember Juan Eichelberger.
Oh yeah,
it was. I remember two-eyed Eichelberger.
It was ruled a hit, but it was no way should have been called a hit. It was like he just booted it and it went. Anyway, but we have one now. So screw you, John, UPS man. Screw you, John. Well,
John says nothing brings down a podcast more than Padre talk, but
nothing brings down a podcast more than listening to people from UPS.
Padres got overshadowed by hope because that shit is crazy. That's even better than
I give her credit. That's incredible.
That's like the most and combined with the skill and luck, that is probably one of the most amazing accomplishments in sports.
Why don't you, if you're the manager of the other team? Why not about the third inning, fourth inning, go, okay, we can't hit her. Bunt.
Yeah.
Bunt. Try to get on base. I mean, I don't know what the final score was. What was the final score?
I don't even know.
You know what, Jack? I think you need to do your own sports research from now on.
Well, I just found out about it today. I didn't hear anything about it.
Wow. Wow.
I have grandkids all day. I can't spend my time surfing the internet.
I can't be on the Twitterverse.
Michael Berger sold Blue Bet. I don't know. It struck me as funny. Not as funny as mango, but it's funny. No, but I just – but isn't that great? That's good strategy, though, because they were even saying in the Padre game, they said, what if one of these guys bunts because you have the shift? Which is, you know, you have guys playing. There's no one on the third base side. Just bunt.
Never bunt.
I don't get why more, because people always bitch about the shift. I go, fucking bunt.
I mean, at that point, you know, you from a competitive standpoint, you have to try and break the swagger, you know, but the focus, the concentration of the pitcher. I mean, yeah. You got to do something to try and move the needle, but.
Because I know
I can't get over that shit. That to me, that's fucking the most mind blowing shit that's happened in sports in a long time.
Because I've never seen a no hitter perfect game live in person, and I was at a Padre game where Curt Schilling was pitching a perfect game against the Padres. At the time, the Padres were one game out of first place behind Arizona, and Ben Davis, their catcher, bunted and got on base, broke up the perfect game, and the no hitter all in one thing. And I'm like, and the manager was just they were all pissed. Everyone was pissed that they broke the code.
Yeah.
Actually, I was pissed. I wanted to see a perfect game. And the ironic thing is, a couple weeks later, I had a massive toothache. I couldn't go to the game. My family went to the game, and a pitcher pitched, Burkett? Pitched a perfect game or pitched a no hitter. And I was supposed to go to that game. It didn't go. So my family's all seen a no hitter. I've never seen one. So anyway.
Boring as fuck is what it is.
Yeah.
Like the most boring game ever.
It's like in soccer watching a 0-0 game, you know.
Well, not a perfect game. A perfect game's, you know, no hitter, it's exciting. I mean, it's just like Chris said.
Short one too.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was saying, I remember the most boring game I've ever watched was the Cubs versus the Reds, I think. And Daryl Strawberry, this is a long time ago, hit a home run in the first inning, and that's all it was 1-0 the entire game. So it was just straight 9 more innings of fucking nothing.
If it's great pitching, I don't mind it. Yeah. It's great pitching, but if it's like, okay, they've walked like 35 guys and but people still can't score, then that's a boring game. But good pitching, I don't mind it.
Yeah, so Miami Mike, you know, a little bit away from sports for a second, brings up he was hoping Nick started the show off with a DMX cover. Yeah, unfortunately, we lost DMX this week.
Didn't think about it.
No?
No, I mean, I didn't think about doing a DMX
cover. Oh. I thought that was some snark for your lack of care about the fact that DMX died.
No. I've been reading a lot of stories about him, which, you know, he actually seems like a really nice and great guy. Like, how
I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, he loved Golden Girls, and, like, you know, he would, you know, he was like a real human, like, you know,
like, yeah, like a solid dude. Yeah.
Not like this.
Honestly,
guy.
Like, dude, DMX is like high school for me. You know, like, not high school, maybe college. I don't even know what it was, but like, I fucking love DMX. And like,
what songs did he have?
Oh, Rough Riders Anthem, like, you know, you name it. Like, and who can forget the...
How can I name it if I don't know his songs?
Who can forget his cover
of Kid Charlemagne?
Reindeer.
Reeling in the Years, Dirty Work.
Counting Sheep in My Sleep.
Or While They Sleep.
You guys are sick. Sick fucks.
Hey. You always come back to us that we're the sick fucks.
Next, Matt's head sounds going to say, here lies Matt. I was a bad boy.
So I have to outlive all of you fuckers.
Anyways, DMX, forced him out for DMX.
He had a heart attack, right? Or a stroke or something?
Well, he had an overdose that led to like a massive heart attack, which I think
really... Oh, okay. Because I saw him trending on Twitter, I go, I don't know who this guy is.
Not like they're misspelling BMX. What's Stop. Wrong with kids?
That was my first thought.
Open up shop.
They got rid of the X Games. Oh man, that sucks.
Who said that?
No, he's BMX. Referencing his ignorance for who DMX is.
Ah, okay.
Is it ignorance or just I'm old and why should I know it?
That is literally the textbook definition of ignorance.
Well, no, it's not relevant to my life. Why should I know it?
No, you shouldn't. It's okay.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No one faulted you for it, Jack.
You called me stupid.
Who did?
It's always weird. It's always weird to do. Yeah, I wouldn't even mind trying a DMX, but it's always hard doing rap songs or hip hop on a ukulele because the chords are always so weird. That
seconds after Matt Treese says DMX didn't get his name from a sex toy, like, yeah, I would try a DMX.
Yeah. Well, you know, Matt left to get one. Matt left to get one. Matt was in a rush to go get that sex toy. Ooh,
good one.
It was. Yeah, thank you. It was the mango. It's got a lot of girth.
Just saying. Mango DMX 5000. Battery powered.
Oh, I don't know. This keeps getting worse in the chat. I got to stop.
Yeah.
It rides no, a little but, rough.
DMX so was a little rough for me, too.
X going to give it to you. Yeah, so like it's funny. Like there's a fucking GIF or a meme or whatever it is, and it's like a picture of a cat like driving. And it was like me in my 40s after I left the kids at home to go to Trader Joe's to pick up some gnocchi. And it's just like him listening to DMX right down. Like, I feel like it's like the anthem for our generation. I loved Rough Riders in every summer down the Cape when we're around the fire, everybody contributes to like the fire playlist, right?
So I like Ghost Riders
songs. And we'll just play whatever comes up on the wireless speaker. DMX always comes up multiple times. And we're out there, a bunch of like white 40-year-olds, 40-some-odd old folks just fucking ripping the DMX on the beach. I love it. It's sad that he's gone. But You're right, Nick.
Randy said he never heard of him until this week.
Yeah.
What are you saying, Chris?
I would say, Nick, you're absolutely right. They go. I also heard a lot more in this tends to happen with passes. You hear a lot more about people, you know, they're behind this the scenes type of stuff, you know, after they've passed. And I've been reading the same thing. Like, he's just a real solid dude.
Yeah, like I can't remember. Like I was reading one day, I guess day before yesterday, whatever. There's a woman on an airplane or at least an airport, and he was sitting next to her, and he just introduced himself as D. You know, like, oh, I'm D, you know, and she's like, oh, like, and she had no idea who he was. And then, you know, eventually they figured it out. You know, he's like, he was just, just a guy, you know, he was just,
whatever.
Sounds like a nice guy. It's a shame he passed away.
Yeah. 50. Yeah. Heart attack.
Well, so he's one of those guys that did behind the scenes. He gave money.
Yeah. Right.
Where he didn't have cameras following him everywhere to take.
He also had his vices too. That's the thing.
Of course, he definitely
thrashed himself over.
But he was good to other people. I mean, probably very better to other people than he was himself.
I always liked celebrities. I think it was Paul Newman that said it. It's like, just because I have a voice or a mic, you know, doesn't mean I have to use it, you know. Yep. And I always liked
his brother. Does that mean anything?
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
And I always like hearing that, like, because, like, I know if I was famous and I had that amount of money.
Nick, you are famous, and stop bragging about how much you get paid for this show.
Yeah. But, you know, like, that's me. Like, you should contribute, but not want any of the, you know, that's what you should do. Like, I'm giving all this money.
No limelight.
And just be anonymous, you know, with it. It's like
Rush.
Like Rush. Yeah, Rush does that. You
know? Limelight.
Rush and Oprah.
Oh, Limelight. Gotcha.
Oprah does it too.
Rush would just sit in their room. You know, and not,
you know, the song Limelight by Rush was written by Neil Peart. And it's a reflection about his like crippling anxiety around fandom and meeting people and the notoriety of the band.
There's a lot of songs like that, like Heaven by Talking Heads people think it's about heaven. It's not. It's about getting famous and thinking that, like, oh, to be famous has got to be heaven. And he's like, no, it's the same day. It's the same thing every single day. And I'm tired of it. Yeah, and that's what the song's
especially
about.
Especially if you're really famous, you can't go anywhere.
This is really interesting lyric. So in the song Limelight, it says, living in a fisheye lens, caught in the camera eye. I have no heart to lie. I can't pretend a stranger is a long-awaited friend. Which is fucking crazy. Like, the thing about, like, how he was just so afraid of, like, the notoriety and all the people and trying to pretend that, like, he knows his fans, essentially. Well, he wasn't being rude about it. He just couldn't handle it. So, like, whenever they did, like, after-show meet and greets, it was just Geddy Lee and what's his name? The guitarist. Oh, I can't think of his name.
Nobody knows his name.
We're not Rush fans.
It's okay.
It's all right.
I'm a Rush fan, but nobody knows his name. Well, yeah, that's probably why he stayed in his room. I mean, that's probably why they all stayed in the room. They probably felt like, okay, you know.
Yep.
That's not true. Miami Mike, sorry. Blinded by the Light was originally about a douche.
He was a really big douche.
Wrapped up like a douche.
Into the room in the night.
He's like, it was a deuce, man. It's a deuce.
Deuce, man. It's a big one.
Is it a deuce or is it douche?
Deuce.
Does anyone
drop in a deuce?
Deuce. Written
by Springsteen, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was on his first record that he wrote after he'd already cut the first record, but they didn't hear a single on it. And so he wrote that one to put on it as the single. And
now the guy that sings it, did he have anything else?
Manfred Mann made it a hit. Manfred Mann's Earth Band.
Because there was a guy, I kind of wish I could remember his name, that we were sitting there, we're driving home from store, and the guy had a song. I go, it's a shame this guy only had one song, like the lime and the coconut song. He had more. Yeah, that's what I found out. He had like 30 or 40. I'm like going, I never would have guessed that.
Yeah, and he wrote songs for other people too.
I know, but he was like, oh my god, he had that song. He did that song. Yeah. He did that song.
Yeah.
And the songs are different. They're not the same.
There's a Lennon and McCartney, or there's a Lennon and Nielsen album called Pussycats.
Really?
And it's from John Lennon's Lost Weekend.
And there's a
I'm glad really, you remembered his name because I couldn't remember his name.
There's a really great
I couldn't remember his name.
There's a really great version of Subterranean Homesick Blues that opens up the album, and it's really rocking. And I think it's got a live kind of energy about it. Lennon changes the lyrics too. He says, yeah. You know, I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. Harry's in the basement, or I'm on the pavement. Harry's in the basement. Whatever, but it's good. I mean, I wouldn't say the whole album's great. You know, it only has like a couple.
Lennon fucks it up probably.
Well, they were just wild. You know,
yeah, and he was doing so much drugs and
apparently, what? Like they blew out Harry Nilsson's voice. He said that it was never the same after.
Oh, really?
His lost weekend bender with John. That like he kind of fucked up his voice.
There's so many stories about that whole period when Yoko left John, and like apparently John would go to the Troubadour in L.A. and just get hammered on Brandy Alexander's and just yell at artists from the balcony like, you know, you fucking suck, you know. And of course you're up there like intimidated because John Lennon's in the audience. Yeah, like.
Well, I know we're playing the song from our two youngest grandkids. They like the lime and the coconut. They start dancing to it. And then our granddaughter goes, doctor! In fact, she asked the other day, she comes up and she goes, doctor! I want the doctor song. And we're like going, what? What are you talking about? I go,
there's a really fun Muppets version of that too.
I'm not going there. She's going to learn the original, and that we're not going
to. The Muppets do really great renditions.
No,
I mean, that's one of the things that they're known for, Jack.
I don't care. I'm not going to poison my granddaughter with the Muppets.
It's like Dune is known for the spice melange. Muppets are known for
Dune is known to be a boring pile of shit.
You watch your mouth. You're going to find yourself floating
of the five.
And me. But no, if you look up what the song is about, the lime and the coconut song, one of the interpretations of it, take of it what you will, is that it's about abortion. It's about like taking a concoction to basically make yourself not pregnant.
So that's where you get the lime and the coconut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And actually, if you put lime and there's a certain like way that it can congeal in your belly and actually make you sick. So the acid with milk can curdle in your belly and it can kind of make you ill. And so it's this concoction to kind of like, you're such a silly woman. She's going out all the time, like getting knocked up. And then the doctor's like, what are you doing? Look, I didn't come up with this notion, but apparently that's my theory now.
Can I have my grandkids listen to this song?
Yeah, you still can. Just like you can let them listen to Billie Jean.
I'm going to have to explain it to them.
Let them listen to Billie Jean, and they're like, "Wait, what does that mean?"
I refuse to listen to any Michael Jackson.
She's not my mother.
I refuse. I will not listen to it. If it comes on the radio, I switch the channel. Like, I will not listen to him.
Would you say that you beat it?
I would not say I beat it. I believe he's sexually. Nope.
Wait, what? What did you say?
You definitely hear the lyrics a little bit different when you listen to like Pretty Young Thing because you're not quite sure now.
I believe the victims that came out, and I will not. I don't think he should be played on the radio.
But what about Jackson 5? Though?
Nope. He's part of it. He's part of the group. Nope. I won't listen to the. Nope.
Really, well, I mean, really.
There's also the thought.
Because I also feel like there's a bit of a. Coco Melons. That's Randy. That's what I want to see is Coco Melons.
Well, there was supposed to be a baby behind JJ, but something happened. There must have been a lime in the coconut.
Miami Mike is in the chat. Not even ABC. ABC is one of the most fucking amazing songs ever. Yeah,
see,
recorded.
I feel like
ABC.
I'm not saying what Michael's father did to him gets Michael off the hook, but I'm just saying up to a certain point, I can listen to Michael Jackson. And then there's a certain point where I'm just kind of like, you know what? Everything beyond bad is questionable. Mm-hmm. So
I love he was an amazing talent, but I will not listen to him.
Yeah,
I do wonder what happened.
It's just my
I mean, I like Off the Wall, like even before, you know, like yeah. I think that's a fun album, yeah,
like,
you know.
Off the Wall and Thriller are classic records. Bad to me is like a mixed, like I right. like it, but I don't think it's a classic record. I think some tracks are classic and some are kind of okay.
I would agree. It's kind of like Goat's Head Soup for the Rolling Stones. Some people might be like, oh, Goat's Head Soup. You're like, no, this was the beginning of the end.
When do we have to talk about the Goat's Head Soup?
Yeah, I mean, there's the whole...
Mick and I are laying down some knowledge here.
You sounded like the guy knows more, but you know.
There's definitely a thing about, you know, the abused become the abusers.
Right.
And if you think about like that, I mean, I'm not putting him off the hook for what he did, Jack. I don't want you to get frustrated with me for saying
I'm
it.
Not mad.
But there's something to be said about like his more formidable years, you know, when he was performing his fucking heart out while going through the shit that he went through as a young kid. Like some of the Jackson 5 work is some of the most amazing music that we probably have ever heard, and I agree with you. There's a point where I'm sorry.
I feel bad for Tito.
Yeah,
he doesn't get the recognition he deserves.
Now name the other Jacksons.
Jermaine,
Tito, Janet.
Janet was never part of Jackson.
Janet was never.
No. Oh no, you say the Jacksons or the Jackson 5?
Jackson.
Oh,
I love Janet Jackson's work on Good Times. Does that mean something? And the Halftime Show.
Randy. No, it's Randy Watson. Sorry. I'm thinking.
No, Randy. Yeah. I mean, I get it. And it's a shame he went through that, but there's a line he crossed it and I just won't do it.
But I'm saying is I'm appealing to the music that he was created prior to creating any of these crimes.
I just something I hear Michael Jackson right away. I'll change the channel because we have XM. I go, nope, not listening to him.
I don't know
because I think the poor victims. Sometimes you have to go, okay, the victims. You have to. It's like we pick and choose what victims we're going to listen to. It's just what we do, and it's just like okay. Oh, well, we liked him. We liked Michael Jackson. So these victims, yeah, it sucked that your parents were such douchebags that they put you in that situation. But we liked Michael Jackson. So if this had been someone else that people didn't like, you wouldn't hear that person. I don't care how talented they were, you wouldn't hear him again.
It's an interesting debate.
And that's what bothers me about the world.
It's an interesting debate, though, because to me, like, art's art. And Michael's dead. He's not profiting off of any of this stuff anymore. It's like... And like, you know, there's been artists, you know, painters, you name it, that have been awful human beings that made beautiful art. And so it's like,
I'm looking at
talking about Picasso.
I'm looking
at anybody. Yeah,
Picasso.
Huh?
Sorry.
You look at the Mango Man.
I'm just saying, Picasso.
Picasso.
I mean, he's a big asshole.
I'll be honest with you, he's a huge asshole. I'm not one of those people who go, fuck you. You're listening to Michael Jackson. I'm not going to talk to you. I don't go to that. It's a choice. So if you guys want to listen to the Jackson 5, I'm not going to be pissed.
But only Picasso could paint Guernica at that point. You know what I mean? Like he had reached a certain point. You know, it's just like his later work. You know, I can still say that he's an asshole and full of shit. But, you know, it's like he was an innovator, you know, and he was so prolific. So
I'd always heard, too, like later in his life, he would never pay for anything. Like if he went to a restaurant and like ordered meals for 10 people, he would just like draw something on a napkin and then give it to the waiter.
He collected his fingernails and his hair clippings. He wouldn't let any of that stuff go. He was afraid that like people were going to cast a spell on him or like he was afraid of like.
Oh, they probably would.
So he had all of that stuff.
Oh, John and the UPS guy, we both agree.
Oh, well. John and you are from the same generation.
And we never.
So.
Again, I said, I'm not one of those people that go, you have to think my way or I'm going to unfriend you on Facebook or whatever, whatever it is.
Sorry, I will friend you again, Jack, okay?
Fuck you. I don't want that. You know, when I see
it, just
I
go, that you changed denied, it from Wednesday denied, to Tuesday and it denied. Turned me on my whole week.
In fact, you know what? When you send me the friend request, I'm going to block you.
I'm going to send it again.
Anyway, no, it's just what I believe in. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying I'm wrong. It's just what I believe in.
Do you listen to the Eagles or Don Henley?
maybe I am, Triest. Maybe I'm quoting Modern Lovers. So.
I do, but yeah, you got me. I won't listen to the Eagles anymore. But has that been proven?
It's never been proven, but there's. a lot of.
I know there's talk. I know there's, but you know, they didn't do a documentary on it, and they didn't, you know, it didn't lay out the facts of the evidence. If it came, out that he did, I go, you know what?
I mean,
Boys of Summer, I'm not listening to it anymore.
There's oftentimes this is all about convenience too. I mean, if you think about anybody who's Catholic, you follow a religion that doesn't punish raping boys.
I am not Catholic. My whole
family is a really fun place to
record. we can bring this conversation in 18 different directions.
May God, you know, it's the whole thing. May God be with you, and you're supposed to shake hands. That's not my hand, Reverend Minister, priest. That's not my hand.
Jesus.
But thank you.
There's a point there, but you know,
I get it. But I it's just certain things, and I go. Like, to me, he got off scot free.
Well, I guess I'm going to change Joanne's name from the
who got Scott Free?
Oh, all right.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh, Miami Mike wants to talk more about tissues and related to tissue talk.
Emails?
We don't have any emails. No emails this week.
After 3 weeks, how do we not have an email? God damn. Gave him smokes first.
People don't like us.
Well, we did throw a curveball there as far as like having a show, and then we couldn't but you know, we get busy schedules, Nick had to do a presentation. I had to talk to city council.
No, Nick's had to do a presentation tomorrow.
Wait, you didn't talk so you had to talk to city council.
Oh, that was last week.
Yeah, but it still happened.
It did, yeah. It was fun. It was
The whole time I forgot to mention, the whole time I'm watching the John Gacy thing, I was thinking of your neighbor.
I'm so mad.
That's me.
Did you hear what I said?
No, John Gacy.
The whole time I'm listening to John Gacy, I'm thinking of your neighbors, your neighbor house, your next door neighbor's house with the dead bodies.
We under the ground somewhere, the headstones are just covered.
Well, I'm telling you, it's the same. Because the whole thing with Gacy is he had to have help because they have this thing with the crawl space. He was too big to fit through the crawl space. There's no way. He had to have help. And I'm just saying your neighbors had dead bodies, and so did Gacy ever live next door to you? Did Gacy ever live next door to you? Just asking for a friend.
No.
Okay.
How did we get back on serial killers?
Well, I really don't know.
Jack.
I was trying to go for some like something happy, you know.
I was trying to transition with the whole email thing, but you know, Jack jumped in with
I'm sorry, I forgot about something. Forgot I'm not wearing cordless. All right, go ahead. I apologize.
Mike asks, you know, that we should read the comments from the iTunes instead of emails. That's a good idea.
I do that, but we haven't had one in over a year.
Yeah, Mike, why don't you get off your ass and go give us a good review?
Dumbass. Wow.
That's a good review. And we wonder why we don't have emails.
Yeah, that is
Mike
that
knows
is
I'm
true.
Just the kidding.
Last one was in a – but we're still rocking 5 stars. Thank you. For those 5 people that sent in those,
I hope we don't get, that 1 star because that 1 star fucks you up.
Oh, that is going to totally fuck us up.
Why does 1 star have so much power? You can get like, 51 stars and you get that 55 stars. You get that 1 1-star. And it goes.
Yeah. Thanks, Texas.
Thanks.
Thanks. Your 1 star brings down the whole average.
Same old jokes. They never finish a story. They keep interrupting each other. These guys suck.
Never hear Nick's story about his grandpa and the wine coolers.
And did I finish the story? I think I did.
We've gotten dark Matt in the last, like, I would say 3 episodes or so.
Matt's come to the dark side.
Well, ever since that injury in the
shoulder. The injury in the jeans. Yeah. When you get injured in jeans, you're a miserable person.
This is why I've gone dark. Time out. You guys talk about my jeans. You talk about my sister. You talk about
Lingua. No. You talked about your sister. Yeah, we didn't talk about
No, no, no.
We didn't originally bring up the sister.
You know, Nick.
He brought it up again.
Nick and Chris talked about their favorite jeans. Which are your favorite?
Yeah. Lee's.
I don't wear blue jeans.
Shoulder jeans.
I always wear dress pants. They're permanent press. Take
you
them to the
you
weren't
wearing dress pants when you injured your shoulder.
No, because I was wearing a snow pants on top of my jeans. Okay, so I have these like jeans that are like they have an inside layer that's
maybe it's the Johnson. I'm not buying like a spot
it
on.
It could be maybe it's the Johnson. Yeah. It changed you.
No,
changed
my,
DNA.
You didn't get a clot. You got a snot clot. You got a snot clot.
Ever since I injured my shoulder. Snotty. So, Billy Jeans. Billy Jeans. I love that.
Billy Jeans. Yeah.
Billy Jeans is my favorite
podcast. This is just for guys that I am.
I am the one.
I just tolerate.
The sled is not my son.
All right. On that note,
I think Chris wants to wrap it up.
I have to piss so fucking bad. Like,
would you call them warm jets? I mean, that's why I left earlier. You know, I know my pacing in my 40s. You know, I gotta.
You just wear a diaper.
Bring on the warm jets, Chris.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. So on that note, we'll just go ahead and end this podcast.
Someone's going to hell.
Okay, so after that, on that note, if you do have some emails to get to us so that we can read them on air and maybe have some better topics,
you know what? We don't want your emails.
Send them to rcadcast@gmail.com. That's rcadcast@gmail.com. I will keep posting in the RCADcast Instagram so I remember when you guys record.
It is nice. You do a good job.
Thanks for joining us live, everyone that did join us in the chat. So we always appreciate that. So
even John from the UPS guy.
I have to get through these names because Chris is just going to pee his pants. And he has been reading the names for me, and maybe
Chris,
we'll get through them real
quick.
Chris
going to read them? Let's go, Chris.
So real quick, here are the patrons that make this show possible. Thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you. Tack Jack out to the ball game.
Jack, Jack.
No hitter Eckhart.
Well, I read that different at first. Okay.
Nine innings, Ed.
Oh, better go to the doctor.
Mango.
Mango.
Not to be outdone.
Mango.
Mango. Mango.
Joanne, Mango. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, nice.
I thought about Grego Mango, but it doesn't really work.
The greatest rock show. Greg.
That's not bad.
Five for eight.
Yeah, we were talking about rock.
No, the ones in the ones were the first were great.
Okay, cool.
You kind of sucked on Greg's.
All right. Well, the Mango Maggie was an easy one once that came through. So thanks for joining us live, and also thanks for listening to us. Join us next week where we will return again with an empty bladder and warm hearts.
Can't lose.
We're President